Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are so glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning, and we will be here for the next 2 hours to answer your lawn and garden questions. Mary Traveland is exactly right. All that you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-288-WBAP. Randy Williams is back. He lost the bet. Must have been on the, Preakness yesterday? Anyway, Randy's wonderful, and he is my mentor on WBAP-dom for the last 4.5 years, so it's nice to work with him as well. Do give us a call, 800-288-WBAP, and his voice is the one you will hear when you first dial through. If you have a plant question, what happened over the winter, what do I do now, how can I have a more attractive this or that, whatever it is, not face or body, this deals with landscaping, folks, give me a break. Give us a call, 800-288-WBAP. WBAP. As the lines, I hope, begin to fill up, we're going to take just a moment and check in, as we always do, with Steve Huddleston. Steve is the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, which is looking mighty good this time of year. Steve, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning, Neil.
Appreciate the call, and you're going to talk about two really colorful, wonderful plants, and they're both fairly new to the horticultural world, less than 15 years in one case, and less than that, I think, in the other. Tell us.
Well, one of them, of course, is the Henry Duelberg Salvia. This has just burst into bloom throughout the garden. This is actually a cultivar of our native species, Salvia farinacea. It's just a little bit bigger than the species. It's larger and more robust. It gets about 30 inches tall and has dark blue spikes of flowers. Very attractive. And, of course, that blue just combines beautifully with pinks and purples and silvers in the landscape. So it's just a good filler plant. It just combines very well with other plants in the perennial border or with roses. There is a companion plant with it. It's a white flowering version. It's called Augusta Duelberg. Of course, Augusta and Henry were both taken from the names, those names were taken from the tombstones where this plant was discovered.
Yeah, Greg Grant, the wonderful Greg Grant, found these down in South Texas. He is just spectacular.
Yeah. So, and they look good together. The blue and the white, they're both the same height, size, and form. And we do have both the blue and the white blooming in the garden now.
And you find that these are much more perennial than the standard farinacea.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very much so.
It tends to kind of thin out after a couple of years, doesn't it? Even the first year sometimes. Yeah. That's great. Either of those, especially Henry Duelberg, the blue variety, would be awfully pretty with Color Guard Yucca. It's an unusual combination of plants, and you probably didn't pair them up for that reason. But tell us about Color Guard. That is a flashy, beautiful plant, isn't it?
Oh, I love this one.
I do too.
It's Yucca filamentosa. The cultivar, of course, is Color Guard. But anyway, the foliage alone is extremely striking, and on top of that, it does bloom, which is the case of the one that we have in our Bakes courtyard. The flowers are bell-shaped and creamy white, but the foliage itself is what grabs your attention. The margins are green. The center of the leaf is yellow. And then that yellow color during the cool season takes on a bit of a salmon color. So I think it's pretty in combination with the coral girth roses, or anything that pulls that salmon color out of that yellow strip in the center during the cool season. But it's a great plant. It just really jumps out at you in the landscape, and it's certainly a nice addition to the botanic garden.
It's pretty in combination. I have seen it used in several places with Mexican feather grass, and that textural difference is awfully pretty, too. So some nice things there. I was just thinking, Steve, there is a beautiful afternoon on the make today, and if somebody wanted to have a picnic or come and stroll through a couple of gardens at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, I was thinking of your 10 or 12 gardens, the couple that I would recommend most, and I would really appreciate your intervening on this commentary. The Rose Garden is still beautiful. The Japanese Garden has to be about as lush and beautiful as it ever could be. And then the Fuller Garden, to walk back in there. That was my last garden to walk into all the way back in. And I found a lot of wonderful surprises there, and I was disappointed in myself that I hadn't been back there before. Are there other places that people ought to visit?
Well, the vistas are nice for picnicking. If you want to throw out a blanket, we have the North Vista, the South Vista, great expansive lawn. But you mentioned some good ones. The Perennial Garden is a wonderful place to visit. Beautiful. It's a sunken garden adjacent to the Rose Garden.
Easily accessible right there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And again, the Fuller Garden is just outstanding. So, you know, we've got over 25 themed gardens at the Botanic Garden, and they're all worth exploring.
Yeah, more than 100 acres, and they are beautiful acres. All right, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. It's just 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth, folks, and right by Casa Manana. I mean, everybody knows that landmark, so there you go. And 24-hour information phone number?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And then the third and final question, the easiest one of the entire morning for you. What's the website?
That is fwbg.org.
From the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. I think you see the website name there. Steve Huddleston. Steve, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Well, thank you.
All right, Senior Horticulturist, and that is sponsored by Half Price Books. Folks, I am really proud to tell you about Half Price Books. I'm going to be there, May 21 from 4 to 6. That's Wednesday evening. I'll be signing my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's not going to be at half price. It will be at Half Price Books, but the price won't be half, but it will be discounted for you, and I'd love to have you stop by. Copies will be available for purchase, and I'd be happy to sign it to you. And if you would like to bring an older version of my book, you bet I'll be happy to sign that as well. We've had wonderful turnouts at these, and they're a lot of fun. I can't do plant questions at these events, but boy, I'd like to see you at Half Price Books. Oh, wonderful store. And this is going to be at the flagship store, and that is on Loop 12 Northwest Highway, just east, about two blocks east of Central Expressway. You know Half Price Books is everyone's bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices. That includes many newly released bestsellers. You know, because Half Price Books buys from the public every day, and you can find something new every time you visit. Always a treasure hunt at Half Price Books. But the best news is that the Half Price Bookstore 20% off sale starts Thursday, May 22, the biggest sale of the season. This is their Memorial Day sale. They don't call it that. They call it their 20% off sale, and they should. An extra 20% off hardbacks, paperbacks, kids' books, music, and movies, even bestsellers and collectibles. Now, you know that these books, almost all of them, start off at half price or less of the original price. You get another 20% off that, and it all starts Thursday. That's Half Price Books. HPB.com has all those details. And once again, please do come see me on Wednesday, May 21, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Northwest Highway Store, just east of Central Expressway. I'll be there to sign my new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. All right, we have a couple of lines open right now at 800-288-WBAP, as mentioned right there by that guy, 800-288-9227. And just a quick additional store appearance, book signing, sale and signing will be tomorrow during the noon hour, 12 until 1 at Callaway's in Denton, just north of Golden Triangle Mall. That'll be noon until 1 tomorrow. People have been asking, when are you coming to Denton? I had a meeting scheduled that came up at the last moment last week in Denton, and the wonderful people at Callaway's, they've been fabulous to me at the other store appearances. We will be there. My wife and I will be there noon until 1 tomorrow on Monday. And then next Saturday, 2 until 4, we will be at the Hewlin store. I'm sorry, at 3 until 4:30. Long drive. 3 until 4:30, we'll be at the Hewlin store in West Fort Worth. Fort Worth people been asking. Callaway's made space available for us. They have been so accommodating, so thank you. So let me do that one more time. That will be tomorrow at Denton, noon until 1, 12 until 1, and that will be next Saturday at the Callaway's on Hewlin, South Hewlin, the Hewlin store, and that will be from 3 until 4:30. And again, bring your, if you have a copy of my brand new book that you've gotten through the mail, Since it's not available in stores, if you have it, bring it, and I'll be happy to personalize it for you. Or if you want to buy one, we'll have them. Or if you have one of my old books, I'll be happy to sign that for you. So there we are. Virginia in Fort Worth, this is Neil. Good morning. First call of the day. How can I help you?
Well, I have a verbena problem. I think mites have hit it. I don't know whether to try to save it or... Can I spray something on them? Or
yeah,
what?
We can help. We don't have the control that we used to have with Kelthane. That was the wonderful one for mites because it was specifically for mites. What kind of verbena do you have? Do you know?
It's an annual. That's all I know.
All right. The annual verbena, let's see, how do I say this? Annual verbena plays out into the summer anyway. It kind of dies away just on its own, and it is a mite magnet. As opposed to a couple of the perennial types that really, really do quite well. Homestead Purple, for example, is perennial. And if you had told me it was Homestead Purple, I'd certainly say let's get some insecticide on it. There isn't anything that's just really perfect for spider mites anymore. But I think for the annuals, I would be probably tempted not to spend the money on the spray, but indeed to spend the money on replacement plants.
Replacement. That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea then. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Virginia. It's just so hard to control those. Thank you very much. All right, Mark and McKinney will be our next call up. We'll take our first break of the long break of the morning. Folks, if you'd like to call, this is your chance. Now is your time. Don't be calling at 5 till 10 saying, well, I thought I could get on the air. Well, this is the time to call. And that's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'm going to tell you right now about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Is getting some really wonderful comments at our store appearance yesterday, book sale and signing. What my wife and I remarked afterwards was people are bringing a copy in that they've gotten through the mail through the early order that we did back a few months ago. They're bringing their copy in with them, and they're buying three or four more as gifts for friends or for their children or for neighbors. And that's really cool. That really makes me feel good. This is not a revised version of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The books that have the cowboy boots on the cover, those things are 23 and 32 years old. And I decided, you know what, I want to do the book I've always wanted. Since I'm self-publishing, since I'm not going to put this in stores, I don't have a publishing company I have to answer to, just myself. If I want to put personal family references in it, I can do that. Talk about what my dad taught me. But most of all, it covers every possible thing I could think of that you would want to know about gardening in Texas. We have the basics chapter that covers all of that. Then we have 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That's chapter 2. And that takes the place of my calendars that I used to do. I've just said, you know, people don't use calendars like they used to. I'm going to put it in the book. So there you have 48 pages instead of 12 pages of important information, timely. And then you have the chapters entirely dedicated to trees, and then to shrubs and vines and ground covers, annuals and perennials. Boy, there's some massive charts in the annual and perennial chapters. Then also turf grass, fruit and vegetables. Oh, my. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and the book is still only $28.95, regular $32.95. Call today before the price goes back up to the regular price of $32.95. You can also, at the same time, get my magazine subscription for only $14 instead of almost $24. So you save additionally the magazine and the book. $42.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Call before 10. Our office is open right now. And I'll tell you what, we're a small business. You're going to get my wife, or you're going to get our grandson, Sam. That's who's manning the phone lines today. Our daughter, Erin, is home ill with Joseph's ill. So here's the number. Call our office right now, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order online anytime today at neilsperry.com.
This is Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your yard. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy your lawn while staying a responsible Texan. Check outside faucets for leaks. Water your lawn only in the early morning or evening. These are small changes, but they can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com or WaterIQ.org.
North Haven Gardens has Texas tough perennials. Choose workhorse plants that thrive in heat and drought and ask little in return. Plants like Agastache Black Adder, long blooming selection for the middle or back of the border, featuring long dark purple bottle brush flowers. The foliage is dark green, licorice scented, and will attract butterflies and hummingbirds. Flowers are excellent for cutting. Monarda Marshall's Delight, also known as Bee Balm. This native perennial cultivar is easy to grow. The flowers attract hummingbirds, butterflies, and bees. You might think, with bee balm as the name, to the garden. The aromatic foliage smells like mint when crushed, and it's used to flavor teas. Pavonia is also known as rock rose. Velvety, heart-shaped leaves and rose-pink miniature hibiscus-like flowers. It has a long flowering period and versatility. It's full sun to half-day shade. It'll grow in a variety of soils. Now, those are all available to you at North Haven Gardens, along with about 10 million other plants. We were out there for a couple of hours this week. Don't miss out on North Haven Gardens Waterwise Weekend, May 24 and 25. There will be free programs and events featuring local experts to help you choose water-wise plants and savor every drop of water in your garden. From 1 to 2 on Saturday the 24th, Gail Donaldson, Water Conservation Manager for the City of Allen, will discuss water issues with relation to all North Texas Municipal Water District cities. North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road. That's between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week. They're just a block west of Central. NHG.com. The phone number is 214-363-5316, North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Great people. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns have taken a real beating, and this is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn will be healthy and green in no time. Now, first, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Soil. Lawn soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And second, you plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought. That would include, for example, a very good example, Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with water smart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. Now, for lawns that don't require reseeding, you can feed your lawn with the iconic Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. And it is an outstanding fertilizer. It's great for any type of grass that you're growing in North Texas. Scott's Turf Builder. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's stores. For more information, go to scotts.com, scotts.com. All right, and we're ready to go back to our phone lines now, and I think our next call up. All right. Guess I had trouble parking or something. Let's go to Mark in McKinney. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I live in rural McKinney, and we planted four crepe myrtles probably 5 years ago. They're a good size, or probably over 10 feet. Mm-hmm. And we've pruned them to be like a tree. Mm-hmm. And this year we noticed, I think it's probably some winter damage. They have a lot of new growth, but they have a lot of dead branches.
What variety? What variety are they, Mark? Do you remember?
That's a good question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm very active with the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, and we have historically had, since we've planted our first crepe myrtles in October of 2000, we have had two winters where there were early cold spells in November that have, of the 120 varieties, have frozen about five or six of them each time, each of those two times. Tuscarora is the most popular red, and it has frozen to the ground again this year. So has Natchez in many cases. Also Muskogee And my favorite red, Country Red, I already knew had a problem with that. And then the variety Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, is another one. There may be some others. In fact, I've seen some dynamites that have frozen back. Having said that, it is a setback. Kind of like in the game Candyland, you're set back about 10 spaces. Not a big deal. It slows you down by a year or two. In this case, it may slow you a year or two. If you will cut all that dead wood out of the top, and I realize that suddenly you'll have crepe myrtles that are 15 inches tall, but they have entire root systems down there that are proportionate to a large tree, they will zoom back this year. Just absolutely zoom back. And what I recommend to people, what we've been telling people for the last month or so, as soon as this became noticeable, is if you will do that and leave about 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 of those stems, knowing that 3 or 5 of them will eventually become the trunks of the crepe myrtles. Don't make that final decision yet, because those stems are a little bit brittle and they can snap out if a dog runs into them or anybody brushes it with a lawnmower bag or something. It might break one of them, so you don't want to get down to your final number just yet. Let them grow this year. And granted, they're going to bloom strangely, and this is not going to be a great year for those particular plants. But you will be amazed at how quickly they are beautiful again. Certainly by 2 years from now, and maybe at the end of, during the blooming season of 2015 even. That's what's happened. They did freeze, and I think it's the early, best we can tell, it's the early December cold that gets to them worse than anything. That's one of the reasons that we have wanted to have plantings in McKinney where we could compare all the varieties side by side. We can now begin to see which ones are more winter hardy than others. That's very useful information. Not if you have one of them, but anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
We started trimming some of the dead wood. I mean, we've already have it last year. We did a pruning where we have the main trunk branches of the tree.
Well, let me not have any mixed signals here. If we are talking about a plant that is putting up very strong growth from down below and has only a little or no growth up in the top, if it has a little bit of growth in the top, do not pay any attention to that little growth in the top, because it's never going to get the oomph back and grow. The apical dominance, the vigor for these plants, is down at the bottom now, and that's what you need to focus on. I can't see your specific plants. Let me tell you where you can see exactly what you ought to do. If you go to Hardin and Eldorado Parkway by Tom Thumb, the original plants that we put in for the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney were the Tuscaroras that are at the east side of that four-way intersection. In the median on the east. They've been cut back twice to the ground, or haven't been cut back the second time. They will be. That's what I'm talking about. If you go in Eldorado between Central and Highway 5, you will see some down toward the bridge of the East Fork of the Trinity, or I guess that's the Wilson Creek. That's Wilson Creek. You will see some that are completely brown on top and are coming up from below. Those will be cut back. That's what I'm talking about. And you see good examples there. Yeah, compare yours to those.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
You bet. They'll be right back. It's a very minor problem in the long run. Appreciate your call very much.
Thanks.
All right, Richard and Hazel, let me I better get to my newscast. I thought it was going to be a quick, and I think it will be a fairly quick answer. Those of you who are on hold, we have our longest segment coming up, and we will get to you very punctually. Again, the number to my magazine office, if you're interested in buying my book, is 800-752-4769. Until 10 this morning, 1-800-752-GROW. Dallas Plumbing Company. I say that with just a little extra pounding of the chest, because I am so proud to have them as a sponsor. This is a legacy company. 1903, they founded, my goodness gracious, 111 years. That's how long they've been providing plumbing services to the North Texas area homes and businesses, and they have earned multiple awards over that period of time. They are the best in their business. And they also, of course, have broadened to become not only plumbing, but heating, air conditioning as well. That happened probably 50 years ago. That's not even half of their history as a business, but it's still a long time. Fourth generation of the same family owning and operating the business, Nice Family. Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, they're a Carrier factory authorized dealer, and right now you can get up to $1,450 on a rebate on a new Carrier heating and cooling unit, or 0% interest if if you pay in full within a year. This offer is good only through the end of this month, so set that alarm clock because it's going off in a couple of weeks. Call Dallas Plumbing Company for details and for a free estimate. Carrier, turn to the experts. Why don't you call them tomorrow and get them out to tell you what it would cost. That phone number is 214-340-6300. Also, Dallas Plumbing Company has a complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom. They invite you in to see all the new designer and name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs now on display. Dallas Plumbing can install, repair, and maintain anything they sell. 214-340-6300. Their address for that kitchen and bath showroom, 11,055. That's 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, about a mile outside LBJ Freeway. DallasPlumbing.com. They are the best.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
And moving to Dixon Brothers, just right down the street just a little bit, Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway. This is your headquarters for anything that involves water around your home and landscape and garden. Garden and koi ponds, a focal point of the best landscapes. Water lilies and lotus are blooming. New fish have arrived. So they invite you to stop by Dixon Brothers tomorrow. Get them before they're gone. Water features are relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water. They have amazing displays of fountains, water features, ponds, and water gardens for you to make your own. I'm sorry, that is a complete sentence there. You really need to visit their 20,000 square foot showroom. That's half an acre, folks, to see those displays. And ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. They have all of the supplies. I got all of the things I needed for mine at Dixon Brothers. You do it, they'll guide you through it, tell you how to do it. Then you can sit back and enjoy that soothing sound of a waterfall or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn or a fountain after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. This is where my announcer, Mary Travland, works. She and her husband own and operate Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, 972-288-7537. Open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Dixon Brothers, 972-288-7537. DICKSON. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning to you. It's 8:33 at the Brightling Energy News Desk. You can get a break on your taxes next weekend. The story coming up after we check traffic and weather on the ones. And we'll start with the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. In Dallas, you've got an accident. 635 LBJ westbound ramp to northbound Central Expressway. The right lane of the ramp is closed. There are also side street wrecks, one on Centerville Road at East Zaca Drive and one on Apricot Street at Doug Drive. Now the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Cloudy, breezy at times with a high of 83 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Not much change, really. It'll be windy with a low of 62. The clouds are around early tomorrow, then partly sunny by afternoon. 86 for the high, and by Tuesday, mainly sunny skies, gusty winds, temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, partly sunny. It is 66 degrees at DFW Airport. Well, Texas is offering a tax break next weekend if you buy certain energy and energy-efficient appliances. State's annual Energy Star sales tax holiday runs Memorial Day weekend next Saturday through Monday. Comptroller Susan Combs says you can save money up front by not having to pay sales tax when you buy certain appliances during that holiday weekend. Well, the Center for Disease Control investigating a third case of the relatively new and deadly virus known as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. Officials say the Illinois man likely caught the disease from an Indiana man infected while working in Saudi Arabia. During a conference call yesterday, David Swerdlow with the CDC was asked whether others in the U.S. could have been exposed.
CDC has tested more than 50 people who were identified during the contact investigation of the Indiana MERS patient, and none of them have tested positive for active infection with MERS-CoV. We are early in the process of testing these people for evidence of past infection.
Indiana man was the first person in the U.S. to be infected with the virus. Sources say the administration planning a couple of changes at the top. People familiar with the process say President Obama plans to nominate Housing Secretary Sean Donovan to be budget director and is considering San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro to succeed Donovan. Donovan's an original member of the president's cabinet. Again, looking for a high today of 83, it's 66. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
You sure are. Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. And this is the time that we reserve for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. Today's SPCA of Texas Dog is Bronx. Bronx is a handsome and smart boy. Bronx is a two-year-old shepherd mix, already knows commands like sit and down. Bronx loves to go on walks, walks very well on the leash. He was surrendered to the SPCA of Texas on April 8. Though Bronx loves most human companions, he'd be best in a home with children 10 years and older. At 42 pounds, he's a perfect size for any family. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you need to go out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Bronx today. He is a real catch. Let me tell you a little bit about how they know that these dogs can sit and know commands of stay or down or whatever. There is a one-acre walking track, and the volunteers at the SPCA shelter, once they are cleared to be around the dogs and to help the dogs walk them and work with them, they know these dogs as if they were their own dogs. So they don't just get a dog in today and put that dog out for adoption the next day. They want to make sure the dog is healthy, and they want to make sure the dog has all current vaccinations and has been spayed or neutered, and that they understand that dog's personality, and that's why we can say Bronx is such a catch. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. One word, find a pet. It's a word you don't use often. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets, Bronx is ready to roll, so you can go out and do a meet and greet this afternoon, noon until 6, at 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer, and Stacy, of course, intersects Central. Just take it. It kind of winds a little bit, but it'll take you right there. Right before you get to Custer, the Perry Animal Care Center will be off on the south. If you're coming from Frisco, that's Main Street. It turns into Stacy when you cross Custer, just a quarter mile to the east. And the Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Regular hours, noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
As spring starts to heat up, so do the outstanding selections at Shades of Green in Frisco. Discover the power of perennials. The professional staff at Shades of Green can help you get started in the right direction. They specialize in well-adapted plants that can survive and thrive on once-a-week watering. Many are locally grown on their farm. Visit Shades of Green for unique garden accents, beautiful color bowls and hanging baskets, flowering shrubs and vines, colorful annuals and culinary herbs, as well as over 40 varieties of trees. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. You need some planting ideas and suggestions for sprucing up your landscape? Well, give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. That's Shades of Green in Frisco, the right place for the right plant.
Arborological Services, great people doing great things for the trees of Texas, North Texas. This is a company that's based right here in the Metroplex. I hope that you will give them a call for any kind of tree work that you need. Now, don't be calling them about landscape design. Don't call them about your tomato plants. You call them when you need the best in tree care. Arborological Services. They have a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two of their people have been selected as Texas Arborists of the Year, and their tree climbing crews have taken the state championship 22 of the 32 times it has been held. Those are credentials, folks. If you started a tree service company today, it would take you 4 decades, and if you started winning at that pace, it would take you 4 decades to equal those credentials. These folks are the best. So for complete tree maintenance, all the way to very specified things like lightning arrest or consultation in a court case or whatever it is. If it involves trees, these are your experts, the only people who will ever touch my trees, Arborological Services. They have a toll-free number. They are local. They are just local, but they still have made it easy for you by combining everything into one phone number, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. That's Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
All right, thank you, fine sir. We have the lines all filled right now. Had a call I was looking forward to because I was kind of curious. Richard and Hazel was calling about a weeping Norway spruce. He wanted to know if it's okay to put it in a pot. And I normally don't go back and pick up calls that or people just hang up. You know, they may have gotten fed up with the program, and I never know. But anyway, that plant isn't going to handle our heat very well. So, yeah, it needs to be in a pot, and it needs to be actually in Colorado or or Ohio. It just, you can put it in the shade, but it's a full sun plant. The problem is we're about 20 degrees too warm for it. So if his phone just died on him or he was going into church, if you know him, tell him. Would you please, Scott in Hurst, you're up next. How can I help you, Scott?
Well, good morning, Neil
Sperry. Good morning.
I have kind of an easy question for you.
All right.
I have some tenants who moved from California and they have never lived in Texas. They stayed in our house in Bedford, clay soil, for a year, and they have destroyed the lawn, St. Augustine, 100% Augustine lawn, by turning the sprinklers off.
Mm.
So when we re-sign the lease, obviously the yard is dead. So when I try to recover this Augustine grass, should I try to do it now or wait till the fall?
This is absolutely by far, far, far the very best month in which to start new lawn grasses, especially St. Augustine. St. Augustine is a little bit winter tender. Most of us who had St. Augustine suffered a lot of damage this winter. And it's not long term, but it certainly was slow to come back out again. I've been posting on my Facebook page periodically some photos in my own St. Augustine lawn to show here's how it looked on April 15th, here's how it looked on May 5th or whatever, about 3 weeks apart, and it's really bouncing back very quickly, but it needed a bounce. And so for people who had absolutely no chance, no survival, I don't think there were too many, but I've said if you have areas that are bare, this is the time to plant them, because that way it gets completely established over the summer. St. Augustine is a subtropical grass, which is why it was hurt by the cold. But that means that it also does best in the heat. And so I would plant it now, fertilize it once, let it grow this summer, just keep it moist as much as your water curtailments will allow, and then it'll be ready to fertilize again in September. Are you going to solid sod, or are you going to put it out as plugs, checkerboard style?
That was my next question for you, because I'm seeing the dead matted grass, but I'm not seeing any green undergrowth or shooters or anything like that.
All right, if you don't see any runners that have any green to them and no offer to come back, then you probably need to replant. And Scott, just as a mercy comment here, if the grade of the soil, the surface, is smooth and okay with you, if it's not rutted and draining the wrong direction, etc., It's so much work to rototill a yard and level it to make ready for, or smooth it, not level necessarily, and make it ready for a new sod. It would be much easier, I think, probably, if you were to put checkerboarded plugs in. What I did when I converted our lawn from Bermuda to St. Augustine many years ago was I had a nursery spade, and you should buy one that is a flat-bladed spade. They are a little smaller than a sheet of typing paper, and they are flat. It's called a nursery spade or a drain spade. They are flat. They're probably 7 inches left to right and 8 or 9 inches tall. Very often used in digging perennials. Really good nurseries that handle tools will have them. Okay, so that allows you, and then you buy your sod, that allows you to use that spade as your template. You cut the squares of sod, 7 by 7 by 7, whatever the blade width is, in squares. You go out and dig holes with that same spade. Just dig the four sides, then you lay the spade down at about an 80-degree angle, almost parallel to the ground. Push it through the soil to dig the old stuff out about an inch deep, the thickness of the sod. Take that and get rid of it, and then put your plug of sod in. If you have a little extra soil, you can, which you will have, then you can rake it to smooth in any little gaps that you have, any little cracks at the edge of each square. Do that about every 16 inches, checkerboard style. It'll be one very boring day. But it will really take hold very well for you, and assuming that you'll get somebody who will take care of it, then it will start to spread almost immediately. Hand water it for the first week, plug by plug by plug. And that's the most economical and, in the long run, the easiest way to get the job done, much easier than tilling, raking, and putting out sod.
And that spade tool is what helps me maintain a level ground when I'm putting in the new plugs, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, I think I follow you. Very good. Well, thank you, sir.
All right, glad you called. Good luck with it. Let's go to John in Euless. John, this is Neil. How can I help you? Hello, John?
Yes.
Yes, sir. How can I help?
I have some shallow holes in my yard, a little bigger around than a pencil, and I'm assuming that's the grubs and the June beetles that have come out. Is that correct?
Yeah, it might be. It's not going to be the June beetle that does the damage. It's going to be an early, excuse the term, but a May beetle, whatever that, I'm not an entomologist, but it's an earlier beetle. It could be something else. That's awfully small for any of the early beetles like that, because they're usually, the first ones are bigger than the ones that come out in mid-June. The ones that do the damage, the grubs that do the damage, come out as adults in mid-June. I don't think it's, the short form of my answer is I don't think it's anything to be worried about.
Okay. That's all I want to know, because I hate to spray for insects and kill the beneficial ones. So.
Yeah, I don't. This is not a time to do that. Not a time
all
to
right.
worry. All right. Appreciate your call, John. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break and come back. We have Chris in Grapevine wants to get ground cover out of flower beds, and we're going to be talking about ways to do that. Jim and Rowlett, Crepe Myrtle's losing leaves. We'll figure out what that's about. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is a book that I have self-published. Didn't want to deal with publishers again. I've done that 5 times. I've had 4 books out of it, 1 whole year of work wasted when a publisher went out of business right at the finish line. And I just said, you know, I'm going to do it myself, and I have loved this opportunity. I hope that you have seen my book. If you have not, I will promise you my guarantee of your complete satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny that you spent, even the postage on it. We're getting really nice comments on the book, and I might add that I have an extra special value for you if you buy a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the award-winning magazine that we have been doing for 29 years. Featuring the finest garden writers in the state of Texas. It normally is $23.95. You can get it for $14 if you buy it at the same time as you buy my brand new book. And that would be newer renewal subscriptions, I might add. So that's an added bonus. Back to the book. It has chapters on basics of gardening in Texas. It has a 48-page chapter, 4 pages per month, of what needs to be done each month of the gardening year in Texas. Then it has chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and fruit and vegetables. That's a lot of chapters. Spent about a month on each of those chapters. 840 of my photographs in this book. It's a very heavy book. Well printed, 344 pages. A wonderful garden reference, I think. You can be the judge, and I'll put my money up. If you're not satisfied, it all comes back to you. Now, it's not going to be in stores. Is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. The only 2 ways you can get it are to order it from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or by calling my magazine office during the week, 8 until 5, or right now until 10. You'll get my wife or our grandson if you call right now, and that's 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Or, of course, I have them at my book signings and sales, and I'll be telling you about those in just a moment. That's 1-800-752-4769. to grow, or go to neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plants to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes. Saturday, May 24th, how to install thin stone veneer. And on Saturday, May 31st, how to install a decorative water feature. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens or visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle style of your dreams.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
All right, let me tell you right now about the great folks at Norway Irrigation. I'll tell you about one friend of mine in particular. Bill Jensen owns and operates Norway Irrigation. I met Bill in 1970. He was a nurseryman at that time, and 15 or so years later, he decided he wanted to specialize in landscape and lawn irrigation, and he began Norway Irrigation. Norway, for all of that time, has stayed a manageable size. I mean, Bill is a wonderful businessman, and had he had the inclination, he could have had a Norway irrigation outpost in Houston and in Las Vegas and then, I don't know, you name the city. He is in the Metroplex, and he has chosen to stay that size because he wants to maintain the integrity, the quality of what he provides. He's the best. I've known Bill all that time, and that's just the way he operates his life. He's just a great guy. A lot of class to him, and a lot of great installations out around North Texas. They use Weathermatic equipment. It is the best in the irrigation business, and I might add it's also a local business, and that's kind of nice. Norway Irrigation. Norway Irrigation, founded in 1983, thousands of great installations around North Texas, including my yard. There you are. I hope that you will use Norway Irrigation in this very critical water year. They can help you get the most out of every drop of water that you buy, that you use. And also, if you have a sprinkler system existing, even if they didn't install it, they will be proud to come out and service that system for you. Now, the line will get long as the summer grows, so call right now. Norway, well, call tomorrow morning. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. That's norwayirrigation.com. Again, the phone number, 972-446-3292, Norway Irrigation. Two things very critical. Price of my books, $28.95. Forgot to mention that. And the magazine with it's $14, so it'll be $42.95. Sorry about that. You got to put the price in an ad, for heaven's sakes. And if you ever miss a phone number of one of my advertisers, if you go to neilsperry.com and click on Neil on the Radio, there will be a list of all my advertisers and their phone numbers and websites and everything else. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. We have Chris in Grapevine. Chris, it's Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sperry.
Yes, sir. It's Neil. How can I help you?
I love your new book.
Thank you.
Based off of the, and it's great because it's kind of like a textbook in high school. I love the way you can reference anything. But
thank you.
I picked out some ground cover out of the book, and I chose, because of the amount of sun, I chose purple winter creeper and then some star jasmine. And what I'm wanting to do is not actually remove it. I'm wanting to put it in some choice areas in some of the larger beds I have.
Okay.
And before I do it, I wanted to make sure I'm not getting myself into trouble. Can I border off some area with just like the green steel area and create some, little 8 foot by 4 foot, circles and things of that nature, and plant that ground cover there without potentially getting myself into trouble with perennials and stuff later? And is there anything I need to watch out for?
Okay, in those, we'll just say an 8 foot circle, just for reference purpose. What else will be going into that 8 foot circle? Just the ground cover?
Well, there's like an 8 foot circle around a crepe myrtle I planted, and I wanted to put ground cover around that.
All right, that would not be a problem. That would work fine. But when you start mentioning perennials, you don't want to have ground covers and perennials in the same exact square foot.
Okay. So keep them separate.
Perennials over there with mulch on their ground, ground cover over here with ground cover on the ground.
Okay.
They need to be separated.
If it's a shrub or a tree, then I'm probably safe.
Yeah, to a degree, Chris, where you run into problems, and I love purple winter creeper, I have a lot of it, but where you run into problems, let's say you have a low shrub like a juniper or I have sea green juniper and I have purple winter creeper beneath it, and it gets up into that, and it also can vine and or kind of lay up on things, and invariably we'll find one 4 feet off the ground sticking up like a snake coming out of a hole or something. There it is up there. We got to reach down in with a hoe and pull that long runner off and then clip the runner. It's no big deal, but it does get up into the shrubs. So I use it around my shrubs, but I don't want you to come back later and say, well, that stuff grew all over my shrubs. Because it will do that, but it's a maybe once or twice a year trim, and it takes 5 minutes or less.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, now that star jasmine, thank you. The star jasmine, you mentioned that. I'm going to make a very quick comment. That one has proven this winter not to be winter hardy here. Asian jasmine's coming back. Star jasmine is not. So I just want to make sure you have the right one.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call very much. Mm-hmm. All right. I am up against the clock here in about 20 seconds. I don't want to take any of you on right now. If you can hold with me, Nathaniel and Henry near Red Oak, fire ants in the garden. You're going to have to use an area-wide bait on the perimeter of the garden. That's the only way. There are a lot of kind of oddball home remedies that I don't subscribe to, but just use one of the baits that is labeled for fire ant eradication. Put it around the garden, and that would be legal. So there you are. That'll help him. We'll be back after the news.